Hi guys, good afternoon. Today is Monday, October 2nd, 2023. This is your host, Fola Kemi. So the current episode you're about to listen to was originally recorded on July 29th of this year. But, you know, school and everything, so apologies, but I'm now uploading it. I hope that you enjoy it just as much as I enjoyed recording it with the help of the Holy Spirit. I hope that you're fulfilled. I hope that you're unburdened. And I pray that you would be positively imparted. Also, on the bright side, I'm done with school now. Yippee ki yay! But yes, thank you so much for sticking and staying. And please enjoy this episode and let's learn something together. Thank you and God bless you. So I've been thinking, as Christians, before I even get there, I've noticed that usually when you have conversations with people and like real life situations and all that, and you relate it to the Bible and stuff, they say you're preaching. I'm saying this from personal experience. Now, I was having a conversation with my really close friend, and it was about relationships, all right? And then I mentioned, after like he had sort of made his point, I didn't entirely agree, but I respected it. Because you don't have to be hostile just because you don't agree with somebody's perspective or somebody's thought on a matter. And so I accepted it, even though I did not agree. I respected it. Yeah, that's the word. I respected it. And so now I've made my submission. And after listening, he said I was digressing from the point and that I was preaching. And I was like, well, solution to everything you need is in the Bible. I mean, we are aware that God gave us common sense for a reason, and we are also aware that the Bible is a manual. That's the major point for today's episode. The Bible is a manual, and it's supposed to guide us. It's a life manual, so it will guide us on how to live our lives. You know, so we do not make certain mistakes or stuff like that. And we're supposed to learn from it. Now, this person, this very important person in my life, said that not everything is about the Bible or something. I did not agree, but I wasn't about to get into a back and forth. So I just respected his opinion. Now, thing is, I've come to, this person is Christian as well, just to chip that in, and I am Christian as well. Now, I've come to realize that most of us Christians do not see God beyond our problems. I say we do not see God beyond our problems because we're only focused on, oh God, I'm going through this, then we pray, or, oh God, thank you, you know, nothing serious, like maybe we're thankful or something, but nothing serious. We're not being intentional and disciplined and consistent about building a relationship with him. So we're not really communicating, we're not being intentional, we're not being disciplined, and we're not being committed
to creating a relationship with him. And so it was just vibes and inshallah. Alright. And it's quite problematic because Christians equal soldiers of Christ. Our duty, first and foremost, is to propagate the gospel to as many as possible. Right? That's our duty first and foremost. And to show love above all. And sometimes we fall short of showing love because of certain circumstances, certain issues that we face on a daily basis that test us. And sometimes we fail the tests. Because it is not easy. Alright? It is not easy, but it gets easy along the way. Practice makes perfect, as we always say. Now, the first mandate of winning souls is a problem because most of us do not do it. We do not try to talk to anybody about God or something because you would not seem cool, quote unquote. Or you'd be seen as espiritus or spiritoco, like holier than thou, self-righteous, you know. And people create these boxes to fit other people in so that they can keep doing the things that they want to do without any form of accountability whatsoever to anybody. All right. And this is quite problematic, that as Christians we do not see that the Bible is a tool, the Bible is a guide. It's like when you have Guide to the Galaxy for Dummies, right? The Bible is our tool to life for dummies. Let's just take it like that. Our life tool for dummies. It has our hacks. It has truth words. It has motivation. It gives hope. It has business ideas, financial decisions, marriage, relationship, friendships. You know, everything that you could possibly need. Now, mind you, like I said earlier, we do not have the entire Bible because some parts were not recorded. And even this part that we have gives us all this, and you don't like, but it gives us all this, you know. And we don't value it, we do not appreciate it, because this, like I said, is a tool, is a guide. It gives you an upper hand as a child of God. That's your cheat code to life. But we don't see it as important because we think that the things happening in our daily lives and our world does not relate to the Bible. And I keep saying we because I'm a part of it too, all right? I am a part of it too. As much as, try, there's times that you don't realize it, but you're doing it. You're not relating. You're not picking advice from the Bible. Like, we always, as Christians, we're always supposed, every time you're about to make a decision or do something, consult with God. Because if you don't stand for something, you would fall for anything. If God is not your barrier, if God is not your therapist, if God is not your counselor, if you do not seek advice from him, you do not seek direction from him, you do not seek clarity from him, which sometimes or most times is in his word. Because prayer builds these things, and you do not do that, you do not read the word, you do not consult with God, you'd more often than not be living on vibes. Vibes upon vibes, because you're following the world. Oh, in this part of the world, this is pretty normal. And so in this part of the world, this is pretty normal too. So in this part of the world, this is pretty normal. And all parts of the world are certain normal things. But what does the Bible say? And this message is as much for me as for whoever is going to listen. What does the Bible say? Most of the time we do things based on our feelings or emotions, but the Bible says that do not allow your feelings or emotions to control you. Control them. Why? Because you have the power too. But most of the time we forget that we have the power too. And then we allow them to control us. When we are greater than they are, because he that lives in us is greater than he that is in the world. But we forget. We forget that we are living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to him. We forget. We forget that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. We forget that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. Set apart. Meaning we are not the same with the world. That is why the Bible says, be ye not conformed to the world. Because being conformed to the world gives you a broken perspective. Now, a broken perspective is a flawed perspective. A flawed perspective leads to destruction. Well, I will take a break. And then I'll be back.